Earlier this week, a Belgian court sentenced a former Rwandan army major to 20 years in prison for the murder of 10 Belgian peacekeepers and an undetermined number of Rwandan civilians at the beginning of the 1994 genocide. Dr. James Smith, chief executive of the Aegis Trust, an organization that campaigns against genocide, told us why it took almost 14 years for justice to be served.
Bernard and Tuyahaga, who is this gentleman that has just been convicted in Belgium, this particular case is interesting in that he has been arrested and charged previously by the International Criminal Tribunal for Rwanda in Arusha. Back in 1999, he was charged, but those charges were dropped and he was released. The International Tribunal did know at the time that the Belgian government wanted to place him on trial, and that was possibly one of the reasons that they released him, and they didn't have the right treaty in place to allow him to be extradited to Belgium, but he was detained by the Tanzanian government, who, after lengthy negotiations, did send him to Belgium, where he was put on trial. So this has actually been a very long, complicated case that has already gone through and been aborted by the international court before he ended up in Belgium. So that's the particular reason in this case why his trial, why it's taken so long for him to be convicted.